Welcome to Living Marvelously with me, Lori Jonas. This is the show where we unleash the marvelous potential in every woman. Are you ready to dream big and leap into a life you love? Don't let the expectations of others choose for you. Step out of your comfort zone and learn how to create what your life looks like. I'll take you on an inspirational journey, helping you tap into the wellspring of your inner strength, get clear on your life purpose, and unleash the vision you came into the world to share. On Living Marvelously, you will learn about personal development, self-care, and spirituality. And together, we will connect with others, sharing their unique energies, and learn to create a world that allows everyone to shine. Living Marvelously starts now.
Hello, everyone. I am Lori Jonas, and you are listening to Living Marvelously with Lori Jonas on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with me for the next 30 minutes as we discover what it means to unleash your potential and live marvelously. So every second and fourth Thursday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, 8 a.m. Pacific, we'll have great discussions on how to create your fun, adventurous, empowering, loving, and beautiful life. So this is my first show, so I'm so excited to be here, and I hope you are excited to listen. You may be wondering who I am, maybe wondering why in the heck you should listen to me, and how the heck did I get a radio show, and I don't blame you. So let me tell you a little bit about why. It's because 5 years ago, I quit my job, and I followed my passion. And through learning, discovering, winning, a lot of failing, I found my dream life. And that included speaking to women about using their innate power to live the life of their dreams. Whether it's speaking in front of groups, whether it's coaching, or just sharing information through my blog, Living Marvelously, I have found my authentic calling. And I've also discovered human design. And as a sacral generator, I am meant to wait to respond to opportunities and listen to my gut to tell me what to do. And this radio show was one of those opportunities that came to me, and my gut was loud and clear that I should say yes. So I'm very excited to share what I know about spirituality, taking care of yourself, personal development, and for you to become your authentic self too. My goal is to inspire you, to motivate you, to live a marvelous life that you dream of, whatever that is to you. I want you to unleash your potential. So to get things going today, I want to share what I mean by unleash. Let's look at where you are giving away your control and who are you tethering yourself to. And then we'll walk through some tips and start creating your own marvelous life today. So if you don't know me, if you've never seen me before, I write a blog called Living Marvelously. And the marvel in Living Marvelously is my mom. Her name was Marvel. So, and she was an amazing person. She loved people, always had a way of making them feel special. And she just had a lot of fun in her life. She passed away at the age of 66 of metastatic breast cancer. And during her last few weeks, my siblings and I would take turns sort of watching over her in her last few weeks of life. But it gave us time to think, and especially me. And I realized that my mom's last few years of her life were really not marvelous. She didn't realize that she had a say in what she could do. She didn't have to meet everyone else's expectations, and she had the power to create her own expectations for herself. So that's why I started Living Marvelously. I wanted to break that chain and share with all women that they have the power to break free and be who they most want to be. When I think of leash, I don't know if you do too, but I think of walking our dog, right? You leash your dog and you take him out and go for a walk. And so funny story about leashing our dog, Reggie, when my husband sold a company and he had some time home, we got a puppy, and he would take our puppy Reggie for a walk on a road. And we live on a county road, so it's busy. And he just taught him that when a car came, he had to sit down or he had to go into the ditch. And he taught him that he didn't have to be on a leash and he could just stay by my husband's side. And Reggie's 9 years old today, and he still does that. And people are awed by how well behaved he is, because that's how he was taught from the beginning. That's how he knows he can walk with my husband. Now, on the contrary, when I take Reggie for a walk, I always put him on a leash, and it's because of my own fear, right? I don't want a deer or a rabbit or something jumping out and having him run away. That's my own fear. I want to control him when we're walking and know that we're going to get to where we need to go and come back and all will be good. So when you are unleashed, you're free to move around and explore and do the things that make you happy. But when you're leashed, you're controlled by somebody else. So let's translate that a little bit into unleashing your potential. When you were young, you were probably taught things that affected how you live your life. Those are called beliefs, and some of those are limiting you and keeping you tethered. There are people who want to control you out of their own fear, and you might see them as expectations. Or you may be holding yourself back from being your authentic self because you don't feel worthy enough on your own. You are afraid to run free, maybe because of what somebody else might say or what somebody else might think of you. So do you see the similarity there? If I get a chance to talk about Reggie, I probably always will. But let's start the conversation talking about limiting beliefs. All of us have limiting beliefs, and we go through life making decisions based on them. When we don't identify our limiting beliefs, we don't even realize that there are many other ways to respond to things. We are carrying these beliefs that may not be true or valid for us anymore, and we have the power to change those limiting beliefs into something more positive. So think about, what are some of those limiting beliefs that are constraining you? What are some of the thoughts that keep ruminating in your head, the ones that keep you up at night, or the ones that every time you wake up in the morning, you're like, oh crap, another day of this, or I still haven't done this. What are those thoughts? So those are your negative thoughts that are created from limiting beliefs that you need to be someone different than you are. You need to be someone different than your authentic self. And believe me, I still have a lot of limiting beliefs, even with all of the knowledge that I've learned in becoming a certified infinite possibilities trainer, becoming a spiritual coach. I still have limiting beliefs, and I think everyone does. It's just a matter of how you react to them and how you can turn them around. So here's some examples of limiting beliefs. Others' needs are more important than my own. And as a woman, I am meant to take care of everyone else first. I'm guessing you've heard that before, right? If I don't look like what the world thinks is perfect, I am not good enough. There are millions of people, probably billions of people, women, men, children all over the world who believe that they're supposed to look like something. You know, they're supposed to be this perfect image of somebody who's thin, beautiful, rich, fun, you know, always helping other, very, you know, having a philanthropist, you know, there's this vision of the perfect person. And, you know, really there isn't a perfect person. Everybody is perfect. Everybody is perfect. You are perfect just the way you are. It's a tough one for me, and I'm sure I'll talk a lot about this too, because I've always had, always worried about my weight from forever. And it's silly because it's based on comparison, right? So that's another limiting belief. Another one, there are milestones everyone needs to achieve in their life, like graduate from high school and college, get a well-paying job, get married, have kids, help your kids achieve the same milestones, and then retire at 65. And when you don't do that, you're an outcast. People look at you differently. Like, how come she's not doing what she's supposed to be doing? And it's because that's not who you are. And that's okay. Another limiting belief. The things I really want to do and that my heart desires are only dreams. They can't really come true. I can't really have all that I want. Well, of course you can. It just depends. I mean, it doesn't depend on anything. Of course you can. It's a matter of what you do want. And everybody wants different things. So what you want is going to be different from what somebody else wants. And that's the beauty of the world. We all need to have different wants and beliefs and so that we can share them with each other and we, you know, become a whole and there's some balance. So some of these beliefs may have been passed down from your parents, something you have learned from watching others or based on the expectations that you've put upon yourself. But let's look at those examples. And isn't there enough evidence out there that makes them not true? So think of all the actresses, female sports stars, female CEOs, et cetera. There's so many women in prominent positions in the world that are living out their dreams, but they're still mothers. They're still daughters. They're still partners. They're still friends. You can have both. And there are so many people telling you that you aren't good enough so that you will buy their product. They don't really care what you look like. They are just trying to make money. And about those milestones, we are all unique and you get to create your life. Make it the best it can be. And finally, those people who tell you what you should or should not do are only trying to protect themselves. So what if you stop doing what they need you to do? What if you are better than them? Let's create some more powerful statements to unleash those beliefs. So when I talk about powerful statements, you've probably heard the word affirmations before. So affirmations are just, like I said, powerful statements that we repeat over and over. We write them down. We, maybe put them on a sticky note on your mirror. We use them in our journal, but they're affirmations that are positive and they're statements that you want to be true. And when you start imagining how you want your life to look and you start repeating that over and over and over again, your brain actually changes. Like you start to create that in your world. I'm sure you've heard about thoughts becoming things. That's what that is. Your thoughts are creating what's happening in your life. And if you can change those thoughts to more positive, that is going to, that's going to change your world. So here's a few that you can take with you. I can embrace new beginnings at any age. I am more than enough, just as I am. My best years are yet to come. When I prioritize myself, everyone benefits. I can always evolve and grow. My beauty is defined by my confidence. Learning is a lifelong journey. My voice and opinions have value. I am open to taking risks that align with my goals, and there is enough money for everyone, and I am a magnet for wealth. So just reading those heightens my vibration level. And knowing your limiting beliefs empowers you to take control of your thoughts, your emotions, and actions. And it opens the door to personal growth, improved relationships, and a much more fulfilling life. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about those expectations that I started with, how we're living up to expectations and how we can change that. And then I'm going to give you a few ways to start creating this marvelous life that you want to live. So stay tuned and we'll be right back with Living Marvelously with Lori Jonas.
Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why, or how the universe knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become? This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Crust busting your way to an awesome life. I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness, be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
What makes a coach irresistible, extraordinary, and successful? The Coaching Academy has graduated hundreds of students who have built the most fulfilling coaching businesses. That's because the Spiritual Life Coaching Certification, based on the proven formula Rewire Your Brain for Success, is an innovative program designed to equip you with the knowledge and skills to support you in your journey of becoming an elite league coach. Inquire today by visiting coachingacademy.net.
I'm Dr. Diane, host of Find Your Fabulous. It's time to ignite your full power. Join me every first and third Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Connect with other bold, courageous, and powerful women who are ready to stop playing small. I've got the information, inspiration, and revelation to ignite your personal power and unleash the wise goddess within. For more information, visit fullpowerwomen.com.
Welcome back to Living Marvelously with Lori Jonas. Thank you again for being here for my first show. So we were talking about limiting beliefs and, you know, by confronting the beliefs that you have learned throughout your life, you can break free from their constraints and then start creating a more positive and empowering narrative for yourself. And the other thing that we talked about was expectations. So let's think about some expectations that you allow others to hold over you. When you're living up to the expectations of others, and you know what that means is that you're not following your heart. What you're doing is you are living up to someone else's dreams, and everybody needs to have their own, right? So let's stop doing that. Let's say you would love to pursue art, but your husband or family is telling you that you can't because it won't pay the bills. So you probably set it aside. How about if you decide that you want to travel the world, but others are telling you no because you are needed at home for them, or that's going to cost too much, or, you know, that's a waste of your time. I actually have a friend who allowed her son to go travel for a year, and he is having the time of his life. And can you imagine the experiences that he is creating for himself and the stories he's going to be able to tell and all of that stuff? And that's because she allowed him to do what he wanted to do. And so I just think that's so beautiful. That's what we need to do for others. And we need to, he decided that that's what he wanted to do, and that was his calling. And then she was like, yep, you need to do that. And that's how we need to live our lives, right? What if you don't want to go to college, but everyone tells you it's necessary to get a good job? Or finally, what if you want to work on your own self-care, but there are too many other commitments getting in the way? So again, when you give in to the expectations of others, you fit into their dream life. So instead, You need to enjoy freedom from other people's expectations and focus on your own dreams. Because your life is important and you are your own unique blessing to this world. No one knows what you need or who you are better than you. And the world needs your talents, your ideas, and your passions. Don't let someone else's expectations influence your choices. Live your life for yourself and unleash your potential. One of the things that might be holding you back also from, you know, releasing some of those expectations is your own fears. It might be your own confidence. You know, you're like, who am I to go out and be able to do what I want to do? Well, you're you. So, and confidence, I wrote a blog post about this. You know, when your confidence is really just all about being yourself, you are the only one who knows how to be yourself. So where can you find any more confidence than that? You're the only one who knows how to do that. Nobody else can tell you how to do that. So be confident in finding what makes you happy and finding what brings you joy and then going out to do that. So another word for living up to others, people's expectations is being a people pleaser. I think I mentioned that earlier. What if you could do things because it's good for you or because it brings you joy and not care about what anyone else thinks? You know, that might be easier said than done. But once you are aware of what you are doing, it's easier to change. Awareness is such a big factor in changing your life. Being aware of what you're already doing, being aware of what is not bringing you joy, being aware of what's making you frustrated, and then taking baby steps to change those things so that so you're not feeling that way anymore. Oh, there's so many shows I can do. We can do a whole one on confidence. We can do a whole one on, I was just talking about, you know, that awareness piece and how to change that awareness so that you can take those baby steps in creating that dream life. All right, moving on. So I want to tell you a little bit about my story, and I don't have a tragic story to tell. But I would say, and I would say my story is probably pretty common. For most of my life, I believed I was blessed in many ways, and I really was. My parents were married. We had plenty of money. We lived in a nice house. I had lots of friends. And being the youngest of six children, I could get away with a lot of stuff. But as I got older and started exploring my life and what I really wanted to do, I've been talking to coaches and mentors, and I start sharing pieces of my past. I realize I have been carrying around some limiting beliefs. I was told things when I was younger that made me believe I was not enough and not worthy of all I wanted. And some of those beliefs have stayed with me to today. So whenever I would venture to do something different, I got told by someone to stop trying to be someone I'm not and just be happy where you are. For example, you're not loud enough to be drum major. Why are you even trying out? Or why are you going out for Miss Red Wing? You aren't going to win. That new thing you want to try is never going to work. And don't try that because I don't want to see you fail. And so when you hear those things over and over again, they start to be ingrained in your mind and you start wondering if they're true. But here's the thing I've learned. There are a lot of things I want to try and do, and I'm tired of thinking someone else gets to decide for me. So what if I fail? At least I have learned something along the way that can help me when I try again. So here's, you know, just like J.K. Rowling, I'm sure you've heard some of these stories. She was rejected by 12 publishers before finally getting a deal for Harry Potter. Or Oprah, who was pulled off the air early in her career. Walt Disney was fired for lack of imagination. Can you believe that? And of course, Thomas Edison, who failed 10,000 times before perfecting the electric light bulb. What if they've listened to others telling them they couldn't do it? And this is why I started Living Marvelously, and I am so excited to have this show. Living Marvelously will help you see how worthy you are of being you and to see your power in creating a life you love. So let me wrap up today's show with a few tips to help you unleash your potential. if you follow me at all, and you know that I'm a big proponent of writing in a journal, when you write down your thoughts, it brings more clarity to your mind, getting out of your head and onto paper and freeing up space to take action. Sometimes we wake up or we can't fall asleep because we have too much stuff going on in your mind. Write it down. Sometimes we wake up and we're like, okay, I got to get this done. Write it down. There's so many uses for a journal, and we will have, again, another show for ways we can use a journal. But the first tip is to set aside time to reflect on what your marvelous life looks like. I have a freebie on my website called Download Your Dream Life. And in fact, in early January, we're going to do a show all about this. But often we are letting life happen to us and not for us. So I want you to see the beauty of your life. And when you do that, other people are going to see that and they're going to want to do the same. Second, I want you to identify your inner critic. What are some of the negative reoccurring thoughts you have? Maybe they're I'm fat, dumb, lazy, unloved. Be aware of when you are thinking or speaking those thoughts and just tune into it. Again, comes back to awareness, right? What is making you think that? What are you comparing yourself to? You know, write all these things down and then change those words into something more positive. And then the last one for today is, who do you feel leashed to? Society? Your family, your partner, your boss, your fears? Take some time to recognize it and visualize what it would look like to be unleashed. What does freedom look like? And what would you be doing differently today? So Living Marvelously is all about being your authentic self, feeling empowered to create the life you want to live and having a lot of fun along the way. I'm so excited to be here with you. This show is a dream come true for me, and I had to unhook a few leashes to take this opportunity. If you'd like to contact me, you can go to my website, livingmarvelously.com. All my info is on the contact page, and you can sign up for my weekly newsletter. I've had such a wonderful time. So please join me every second and fourth Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Central. The next time on Living Marvelously, I want to share about setting yourself up for a marvelous 2024. Making New Year's resolutions can seem frivolous when we rarely follow through, but I believe it's important to know what you want and how you want to feel so you can make decisions that put you on the path to your marvelous life. So have a great couple of weeks. Thank you again so much for listening. I'm excited about this journey, and I hope you join me. So I'll see you back here on December 28th. Happy holidays.
Thank you for listening to Living Marvelously with me, your host, Lori Jonas. Tune in next time to unleash the marvelous potential in every woman. Every second and fourth Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as I help you choose a life that you are passionate about. Learn to embrace your unique self, dream big, and leap into what you choose to have your marvelous life look like. Together we create a world that allows everyone to shine. For more information, visit livingmarvelously.com. That's livingmarvelously.com. See you next time on Living Marvelously.